pick her up because on line three.
Okay.
I can't. She doesn't want to go on the air, so I can't talk to her.
Okay.
But Spanish, get her. Pick up the phone and talk to her and ask her if she'll talk to us about Randy.
Hi. Miss, are you there?
Miss.
Do you know her name? Would you be willing to talk to our lovely host of the show to talk about Randy Spacey and his amazing limo company?
Sorry.
Where he dresses up like Rod Stewart. The video's on our Facebook.
Tell him we said wear purple.
What'd she say? Don't put her on hold. Well, I can't. I can hear her.
We don't.
I can't lower your voice, lady. I'm trying to mask your...
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna relay that.
Don't put her on hold. Just tell me.
Okay.
Really?
She's saying that she knows that we want to talk about Randy and Kevin's relationship, and that if you would like to talk to Randy, that we'll have to work something out.
I don't care about Kevin Spacey. I want a limo driver who dresses like Rod Stewart, and that guy is Randy Spacey.
Yeah, we want a limo
Kevin
driver.
Kevin Spacey.
Like Rod Stewart, and we don't care about Kevin.
Kevin
Spacey.
Can't drive a limo.
Kevin can't be.
Oh, his name isn't?
What is
it's
it?
It's Randy Fowler.
But they're related, right? She's loud. I have all
Man,
the mics
no
shut.
Kidding.
It's clear.
Okay.
Are they in a romantic relationship?
Well, are they? They're not.
Her and him.
Are Kevin Spacey and his brother?
Are
yeah,
you
the brother's banging.
Randy Fowler in a romantic relationship by any chance? Oh, that's it, though?
Will she talk to me or what? I got questions.
Would you like to talk to Mike Calta?
Tell him we can negotiate.
We can negotiate all.
You're trying
this
to get
right
us
now.
To pay money to talk to Randy.
Unbelievable.
No.
I wouldn't pay Tom Cruise to be on the show. But well, ask her. Say Kevin is a homo. Randy's not a homo, right?
Question. Quick question. Kevin is a homo, but Randy is not a homo, right? That is correct.
Okay, good. Because Randy looks like he has some style to him.
Randy looks like he's got very flashy style. He's more than we saw it. Yeah, we saw it on the interwebs.
Where? Any chance he'll come to Florida? Oh, man, shut up, lady.
Tell him to wear the purple outfit.
Does he have anything from the...
Is there any chance he would come to Florida to be a limo driver as Rod Stewart in Florida?
For a gig.
For a gig. No, he wouldn't.
He would not?
It pays $1 million.
Does he have anything from the infatuation video?
We would have to pay his airfare and all that.
Yeah.
He said, that's cool, man.
Does he have anything from the infatuation video?
Does he, in fact, have the costume from the infatuation video? She doesn't know.
All right, I need to find out.
Anything from the Faces era of Rod Stewart?
Does he have any costumes from the Faces era video?
No, not video. It was a band.
Era.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. Good, I like solo.
Oh,
just
he
solo.
Has actual Italian suits.
Ooh. Oh, good.
Wow.
What does she do?
She's Asian.
Ask her if she represents any other famous siblings.
She's the Danny Rose of limo drivers.
How could you, ask Do her why you, she... This is such a great conversation. Why wouldn't she go on the air with us?
The host wants to know, this is an actually a great
won't
conversation.
Won't ask a question about
Would
Kevin
Spacey.
Would
you like Spacey? To go on air with us?
Well, I don't care about Kevin
we
Spacey.
We don't care about Kevin Spacey. Yeah, you're fantastic.
She's a wealth of information.
No, you won't.
Oh, okay. Why? Okay. What is she afraid of? Is she wanted by the law?
Are you wanted by the law? Are you wanted by the
Why wouldn't you go on the air? You're doing such a great job now talking through.
She's not Randy Fowler, and she doesn't.
I don't. She's way better. She's a wealth of information for us.
We like you way better.
This is a build-up
to talk to you.
Can she dress like Rod Stewart?
We would, but you are actually very funny and nice, and we would love to talk to you.
Oh, bro.
How old of a woman is she? What will it take to talk to Randy? Ask her that. What will it take? I'd like to know
what will it take.
Yeah.
What will it take for us
let's
to talk
get down
to Randy?
To brass tacks.
Well, yeah, let's talk dollars and cents. Okay. Well, we don't want to talk about Randy, but just about how much money we need. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry.
What's it going rate to get him to get Randy Fowler, the brother of Kevin Spacey, on the show? I can hear her from here. I'm trying not to put her on the air, but she's too loud.
Okay, what? You want us to talk to Randy about how much we need to pay him to do an interview
But
with
she's
us?
The agent. She's the agent. Well, what's the going rate?
What is the going rate to speak with a Mr. Randy Fowler?
Give me an idea.
She's going to let us discuss it with him.
Tell her we gave Oprah $85.
We gave Oprah $85.
Yeah, but it was an 82, and we also scored her some heroin.
Oh, we also got her some heroin, though. She was hard up on it.
It was 82.
Yeah, it's 1982.
Does she not understand the dichotomy of we want to speak to Randy, but she's not going to let us speak to Randy unless we pay him? How much? We have to talk to Randy?
Yeah, we need to know.
I see. Okay, now what? I understand what you're saying.
What?
She's saying.
Tell it. I can't. Oh, my God.
She's saying that we can't talk to him for less than 85 or for more. We're going to have to pay way more than $85 because anything we talk to Randy about, Kevin Spacey's going to find out about.
Okay,
that's not good.
So give me an idea. $200.
$200.
I'll throw in $200. Oh, my God. She's so loud.
$200.
$200 is more than he gets as a driver.
$200.
$200.
$200.
What is she saying?
No.
Tell her Dustin Hoffman's cousin is going to do it for $60.
Marty.
We got.
We can get Dustin Hoffman's cousin for $60.
We got Marty, Dustin Hoffman's cousin for $60.
He's got a horse and carriage.
Yeah. Do you represent any other siblings of famous people? She can't make that decision for Randy. We have to actually talk to Randy Fowler.
She's a terrible agent then.
Oh, you're a terrible agent then. She said she's not.
How do we talk to Randy and negotiate? How do we get a hold of the great one?
Everybody wants to talk to Randy right now.
Right. So how do we get a hold of him to discuss what this could be worth? Ask her, it's well known that Kevin's a homo, right?
It's
in the Fowler family.
In the Fowler family, it is well known that Kevin Spacey is a huge homo, right? She won't discuss
she
it.
She already said yes.
She won't discuss it, but she did
say earlier.
I could hear her wink through the phone.
Yeah. You don't have to.
So, okay,
how
so if we want to talk to... How do you know Randy?
I know, but how did you meet? I want to know how they met. This is ridiculous that we're doing it like this.
Did you know that Randy has claimed that
you will let us talk to Randy? What?
Their father was a bisexual Nazi.
Ooh.
That's what Randy claims.
I like that.
Who should Randy ask for at our station when he calls here?
Oh, John Brennan.
His name is John Brennan.
He's a program director.
He's a program director of our station.
He's got money.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
His last name is... It is...
Brennan.
B... As in boy.
Also big homo.
R as in
really
Robert.
Big homo.
Oh my God.
E
Brennan.
As in extra big homo. Two N's and then an A and an N at the end.
Tell her we have to go. We have John Forsythe's cousin on the phone Brennan. That has a Cadillac.
See, is she good with that? What is her name? First name. What is her first name?
What is your first name, miss? You're a very lovely telephone voice, by the way.
No, Jesus. If you like old ladies from the South.
Yeah. Your name is Alicia? Okay, what is it?
Sandy.
We don't even get her name?
What?
We have to pay for her name.
But.
Tell her I'll give her $12. Tell her if she goes on the air with me, I'll send her $25.
If you go on the air with us, we'll send you $25 right now.
And a Mike Calta Show t-shirt.
And a Mike Calta Show t-shirt. If you go on the air with us right now, we'll send you $25 and a Mike Calta Show t-shirt.
Throw in tickets to the tailgate.
And we have tickets to a tailgate this weekend. It is a very fantastic event.
Randy, you're picking up some business if he takes the limo here.
Okay.
Where does she think Randy is right now?
Where do you think Randy is right now if you just had to guess off the top of your head?
Glory hole.
which side? Oh,
probably driving
in the morning.
He's a limo driver.
This
you know, he's working.
Does he does airport runs?
Has he ever accidentally picked up Kevin?
Oh my
God!
Galvin brings up a good point. What if he accidentally picked up Kevin? What I can't hear.
I
talked to John Brennan. See what he
has. Randy ever picked up Kevin by mistake?
Dun dun dun.
Dumb.
Do you ask her if she knows anything about the Nazi father.
Do you know anything about a Nazi father?
Can you confirm or deny?
Can you confirm or deny?
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's something there. That's it. Your silence speaks volumes, shady lady.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Tell her to get on John Brennan. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you.
John Brennan.
I can't. Shh, you're so loud.
John Brennan is very much looking forward to speaking with you and Randy Fowler about having Randy on.
Has she made sweet love to Randy
ever? Have you by any chance made sweet love to Randy?
Ever?
Ever? Have you made sweet, painful love to Randy?
I think I'm sexy and you want my body. Get into my goddamn limo.
Okay, I love you. You're a sweet lady.
Oh. you said, I love you, you're a sweet lady, and she hung up on you.
She did. After all that, that's the one thing she hung up on.
So earlier in the show at about 7 o'clock, Galvin revealed that Kevin Spacey, the actor, has a brother named Randy.
Yes.
Who is a limo driver.
Here is the
Where
commercial.
Where was this?
This is a commercial. It's in Iowa.
Iowa.
Des Moines, okay. Iowa. Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Tonight's the night at Rod's Limos. Limousines shouldn't just be for the rich and famous. At Rod's Limos, everyone can afford a limousine for all your special occasions. You'll be treated like royalty, and the memories will last a lifetime. You can even request what colors and clothes you'd like him to wear. For weddings or concerts, parties or proms, and so much more. You can enjoy the elegance and pageantry of a day or evening with Rod as your chauffeur. You'll be the toast of the town.
All right, so that's Kevin Spacey's brother, Rod. Well, what's his name?
His name is Randy
Fowler.
Randy Fowler.
Who is it? Randy is.
What line?
Oh, Randy's on the phone.
Yeah, he's on the phone, but he said he's like...
What line?
Five.
Randy. Randy?
Can I help? Yes, can
Ladies
I help?
Ladies and gentlemen, Randy Fowler.
Randy!
Yes. All right. Listen to me, Randy. It's a pleasure to talk to you today. Well, your assistant has been very helpful. Your agent? Yeah. Randy?
I don't know what you're talking about. Do you guys want to do an interview with me?
Yeah, she said that we would be able to get you on the air to talk about your business being a limo driver that dresses as Rod Stewart and picks people up from around town. Randy.
Okay.
How's business going?
I'm not authorized to talk without permission from my agent, so you'll have to...
We just talked to her. She said you were good.
If
you want my body and you think I'm Randy. Come on, Randy. Lighten the hell up.
Can't do it.
She said you were straight and your brother was a big homo.
Can't talk about
she
it.
Said it. She said it.
She said your father was a Nazi.
She said your father was a bisexual Nazi. And that you were straight, but Kevin Spacey's a big homo. That's what she said. She's
no
your agent.
Comment.
She
Call
said it. I'm talking to you right now.
Randy, are you wearing the purple outfit right
what
now?
What outfit do you have on? Which video? Randy!
Oh.
Randy!
Come on.
Why did he call back?
I don't know. That was great.
He was probably listening the whole time.
I think he was.
It's the best of the Mike Calta Show.
He is the only known Rod Stewart impersonator limo driver in the entire world and the brother of Kevin Spacey. Welcome back to the show, Randy Fowler. Randy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
It is great to have you on the air again.
Well, thank you. Well, again, I don't remember. Okay.
I think we kind of spoke to you one time before. Anyway,
briefly.
How is business going? What are you doing up so early today? Airport run?
No, I'm going to visit... I'm doing a public appearance for visiting a sick child.
Oh, wow.
That's very nice.
And the kids know who the Rod Stewart is?
No. No, you got to be older than 20 to know who Rod Stewart is.
So you just go like what? Like it's just like a goofy looking guy?
Well, if you want to say I'm goofy looking.
Oh, I mean that in a good way. Like hey, you look unique. How's that? Like a fun looking... Like Harry Potter kind of thing.
Yeah. You might say that, yeah.
Now,
I'm just trying to be myself. I am not trying to look like Rod Stewart. I don't do a Rod Stewart impersonation. I might play some of his music in my car, but I'm just being myself, and I just happen to have spiky hair, so people call me Rod.
Yeah, well, I think actually you're better looking than Rod Stewart. How do you like that?
Well, I know I'm taller and I'm less promiscuous, and I dress differently. Yes.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
Over 10 years now.
Wow, good for you. And usually most limos companies don't make it that long. And this is, you just stay within your area, right?
Oh, about 60, 75 miles.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. So like we couldn't hire you here. All right. Anyway, so the reason we were able to find you, and now it must be hard to be the sibling of somebody who is famous because you want to be different from that person. It seems that you have been able to do that.
Yes, very different than my famous brother. Yes.
Now, why is it that you and Kevin are estranged? By the way, is Fowler his last name?
To talk about it, I'm trying to finish up my book and get it to the publisher, and then the truth will be known.
No, that's good. That's good that you're writing in a book, because I'm sure there's a lot of stories.
Well, the book has nothing absolutely to do with the man at all. The book's about surviving child abuse and the after effects and consequences of choosing to live in silence most of my adult life. So it's a serious topic, and of course, I have a family that is in the backdrop because that's where I grew up.
And your father was kind of nuts, right? Your father was like a crazy Nazi, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, that guy. He should have been locked up. But back when I was getting abused, there were no Donahues or Oprahs. It was in the 60s. That kind of talk was shoved under the carpet, and the man should have been locked up a long, long time ago. And he just, he was just a very ill man who decided that his pleasures were more important than the love and affection that his children needed.
Now, can I ask how long has it been since you and Kevin Spacey talked? Like, I don't know the background story, so I don't know how long it's been that you guys, as brothers, aren't talking.
Last time I saw him and talked to him was over 11 and a half years ago.
Wow.
At my mother's funeral.
And, okay, so probably longer than that. He probably just came in for the funeral, but you guys probably didn't talk since before that either, right?
Yeah, I've only talked to him and seen him four times in 35 years.
Oh, wow.
I don't know Kevin Spacey. I know Kevin Fowler, my little brother that I grew up with, who was my buddy.
Right.
But Mr. Fowler, and Kevin Spacey, don't really know the man.
Do you watch his movies?
I used to watch his movies out of respect. Now I don't.
Is it hurtful to watch now? I have a brother. I would miss my brother if I didn't talk to him for years.
Yeah, it is hurtful. I mean, I love my brother, and I completely understand why he has shunned the family. It's very difficult for people to change, and it's almost impossible for people to accept who their parents really were.
Yeah, but
where they came
from. When we all grow up,
it's easier for most people to deal with trauma by not dealing with it at all. They just shove it under the carpet. So it's probably easier for my brother to not to have anything to do with anybody in the family because the man just can't deal with it.
Yeah, and if your father was kind of a Nazi, because Nazis, you know, they hate Jews, they hate blacks, they hate, was he particularly hard against Kevin for being homosexual, or is that did not come into play yet?
My brother was never abused by my parents.
They liked him, they didn't like you?
I protected my brother to make sure that didn't happen. It wasn't this adult decision. That's what big brothers do. They protect the little guy.
Right.
My brother didn't even know what was going on until the late 80s when we got together when he was out visiting my parents, and I told him what had happened. So
what happened? Were you just physically abused, or was it sexual abuse? What?
It was everything.
Oh, really?
I mean, it was everything. At 8 years old, he used to, I wanted to go outside and play, and my father would sit me down and beat me with a writing crop to force me to read. Jesus. And what should have been a love of language and books turned out to be a lifelong struggle just to be able to want to read because of the pain associated with reading.
Wow.
So 3 years when I went back to college to get my degree, it was a very difficult struggle in the beginning to overcome all that trauma, but I did it. I graduated with my degree and on the dean's list. So I beat the demons and like I said, I don't recommend my form of therapy to anybody because it just takes too long.
Hey, Randy, yeah. I'm on your website, randybfowler.com, and it has your book, but it has a bunch of different titles. It says Brother Split by a Secret. Then it says Spacey's Brother Out of the Closet. Then it says Too Flamboyant for Vegas. Where are we at right now on a title?
There were so many titles that we ran around. What happened was is that the original book, Spacey's Brother Out of the Closet, was ready to go to publication, and we took it to our attorneys and spent a lot of cash to have them, you know, look it over. And they came back with us and they said, Mr. Fowler, this book is absolutely brilliant. Too bad you can't publish it. And I said, well, why? And they said, well, because your brother would probably sue you. And unfortunately, I took the advice of the attorneys. And in retrospect, I wish I wouldn't have done it. I wish my brother would have sued me because it would have been sauce for the goose.
Sure.
Because what's he afraid of? The truth about his parents, the truth about our childhood, and what is he running away from? So now I have a final version that I'm working on. Because the book had been rewritten so many times,
you should call it
been
Kevin.
Watered down that I just fired the writer and I'm doing it myself. The book's now called A Moment in Time.
Oh, no, no. Call it My Brother the Big Homo. Then everybody will buy that, and then he might sue you, and then you get the sauce again.
It doesn't matter who Kevin is in his personal life. What matters is at the end of the day that all that matters is your family and your friends.
That's right.
If you have no contact with them, then you're nothing.
That's true, I think you. But so, do you want a book to bring you together, or you don't want a book to say?
No, the book has nothing to do with Kevin. The book is about surviving child abuse,
right?
And it's an in-depth story on the struggles that I went through because I lived in silence, as opposed to coming out and screaming and shouting and getting somebody's attention, or at least getting myself on a reliable firearm, you know, to stop it.
Right.
So there are other methods to. To
like
stop this
think.
Nonsense from people, you know, raping children.
When you say too flamboyant for Vegas, you mean you?
Yeah, actually, the reason why we started with that one is that I decided before I started Rod's Limos to take my show down to Vegas and work as a chauffeur down there.
Right.
And I had interviews with every single hotel and chauffeur company down there in Las Vegas, and they all wanted to hire me because I was white and spoke English. But they all said exactly the same thing. Mr. Fowler, you are too flamboyant for Vegas.
Wow.
And
that's
like,
very flamboyant.
No kidding.
The home of Liberace.
Exactly. They wanted me to be a penguin. And I was like, well, I'm not going to, you know, move my family down here and dress up in a black suit and a white shirt. If I would have had the money to finance me, I just would have stayed down there and gone to a different motel every night and just stood there and waited.
Mm.
And within a couple of weeks, I'm sure it would have been all around town that, hey, check out the dude down at X, you know, XYZ Hotel, you know.
Yeah. What kind of family do you have? Are you married, kids? What do you got?
I have my wife, Trish, and I have my two remaining cats and lots of fish and birds and rocks and things.
How long have you been married?
20 years now.
Wow.
In the 80s, I was married three times. Oh. And divorced three times, so I've outlasted that twice.
Wow.
You know.
Well, I have to tell you, this is a sad story. Child abuse is always sad, and glad you're writing the book. I'll tell you, even though you say you don't want to, I hope that you and Kevin Spacey get your relationship back together. Maybe some attention will make him reach out to you.
Yeah, but my philosophy in life is expect nothing, therefore you won't be disappointed. And Kevin's track record is pretty remarkable to only see him 4 years and, you know, four times in 35 years. So I don't expect anything from the man. But when my book comes out, the truth will finally be known because it will be my words and my story. And
will he be mad at you?
To run away.
He never really admits that he's a homosexual. Will he be mad at you for talking about
it? No, I think his famous quote is he doesn't consider himself heterosexual, homosexual, or bisexual. He considers himself sexual.
Mm.
So that pretty much covers all the bases. You know, I mean,
did you know? Did you ever see him? Did he ever have boyfriends when he was younger?
No, he never had anything when he was. He was protected by my mother and hung out with me. And he's been trying to convince the world that he was a troubled child saved by theater, when in fact he was just a mama's boy. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But over the years, he has claimed many events that happened to me and claimed them for himself. Which is interesting, because those events made me the character I am today, and nobody has the right to steal my pain, because
sure.
I need my pain. That's who I am. And for my brother to steal it is kind of fraudulent. Cowardly. It's like, this is my life. Don't steal my life and my events. Get your own.
It's like when those people dress up in military outfits.
And I laugh every time he does an interview and says something. I'm like, no, that didn't happen to you. That happened to me, Sonny boy.
Yeah, he's stolen valor is what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, so Randy, if you could say, if he was in our listening audience right now, and you could reach out to your brother, Kevin Spacey, what would you say to him? Let's pretend he's here right now and go ahead.
I love you.
No, and, say get into detail. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I love my brother, and I sacrificed myself to protect my little brother out of love. And it's ironic how life works out that in the end, I did even get a relationship with him, you know. But, you know, I have no hard feelings toward my brother, you know. It's like he's made a great name for himself because he was given the emotional tools to go out in the world and make it. He wasn't burdened down with the psychological problems of child abuse.
Are you mad at him because he became famous?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm very proud of him. You know, he's a very talented man. I once did a radio interview where I said that Kevin could probably be one of the greatest actors of our generation if he just had contact with his family, because it would give him a different insight into a world that he's never been exposed to, the love of family. And I'm not talking about his relationship with my mother. I'm talking about his relationship with his sister and his brother that he refuses to acknowledge that even exist on the planet.
Wow, that's kind of arrogant. Once he got out and he just shunned his whole family?
Well, yeah, because it's easier for some people not to have to deal with their past, so they just shove it under the carpet, and that's how they deal with it. And what ends up happening is that they go around in perpetual circles over and over, repeating the same problems over and over again. Do you realize that everything that Kevin does as far as acting, he's not acting? He's just being himself. And any time he tries to act where it requires sensitivity and feelings, the movie bombs.
Mm.
Even his audience doesn't buy it.
Yeah.
So, you know, he needs to wake up and get a clue and realize that he has a family out there that loves him and doesn't hold anything against him. We just want a birthday card. We just want a phone call on our birthdays.
What a dick.
We just want a normal person to call us up once in a while. The only time my brother calls me is if somebody dies in the family or he wants something.
Does he call you himself?
Very healthy.
What was that like when you saw him at your mother's funeral? Did you guys talk, or was he like, hello, Randy?
No, he doesn't cry. Like I said, I haven't heard a peep out of him in over 11 years.
Boy, what about at the funeral? Did you talk at the funeral? Did he see you, or is it like, dude, did you have to talk to his people?
What's that?
When you saw him at the funeral, did he talk to you then?
Oh, at the award show?
When did you say you went to your mother's?
I called my mother.
Oh, the award show.
Ridiculous. He talked, but it was aloof, distant. You know, the typical KS, he is.
I got to tell you, I don't like him anymore after talking to you. I mean, he's a good actor.
Well, you know, what you just said is very true, and that may be why he doesn't want my book to come out, and why he may not supposedly want to come out of the closet because he thinks he's going to lose his female fan base. Mm. But nobody cares. It's 2015.
You're right. I'll be honest with you. Looking at the two of you, I would have guessed you were the gay one for sure. But that only,
of
I mean,
course.
That...
Everybody thinks I'm gay.
Right.
I don't care if he's an alien. He can be K-Pax.
Do you honestly think I care what people think of me?
No, obviously, clearly not.
No, I don't. Yeah. It does bother me. I am my own person, and I'm not trying to ride on Kevin's apron strings. I'm just trying to get a book published out on child abuse to help other kids.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
Unfortunately, I'm related to somebody who's famous who thinks I'm trying to write off his name. My brother's name is not even mentioned once in the book. Not once. The book's not about him. But people who know me, you just type in my name on the internet, are going to know the connection. They'll put it together.
Sure. I'm telling you, new name for the book, My Brother's a Homo. That'll sell a million copies.
No, I'm not interested in slandering my brother. I love my brother, and I'm hoping that the few interviews that I've granted to do, his people, his little Dominion spies, will tell him, and maybe he'll give me a call and want to reconcile our, you know, his problems.
Well, I hope so, and I'm glad.
I don't count on it.
I'm glad you called, and when the book comes out officially, you let us know so we can read through and we can talk to you about some of the horrific stories.
No problem. I don't know how appropriate they'll be for the radio, but
I'm sure
up the language.
I'm sure there's people out there that are in the same situation that would enjoy hearing from somebody that got out.
Yeah, there is light at the end of the tunnel, but it is very difficult for people to accept who they are and where they came from. And that was the hardest battle for me, was to stand naked before God and realize what had happened to me, and that I can't blame my parents, I can't blame my father, I can't blame anybody. I have to take responsibility for it and heal myself. And I did. I healed myself.
What would you do if you found out your brother was dating Caitlyn Jenner? Would you be into that?
Who?
Bruce Jenner and now a girl. You know that story, Caitlyn?
Oh, yeah. That it. Yeah, no, I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care. It doesn't bother me what Kevin does in his public life.
What if he was banging Rod Stewart? That'd be kind of weird, don't you think?
That'd
be weird for you. Then you'd be like, I don't know.
I just want a relationship with my brother as my brother.
I hope that works out for you, and I appreciate you coming on the air today. Randy Fowler.
Thank you, Randy.
Have a great day.
You're very welcome. God bless you all.
Yeah, love you. See you later, you big weirdo.
I'm sure there are a lot of kids that survived child abuse and went on to be a Rod Stewart impersonating limo driver.
So you stood naked before God, and that's what happened?
Yeah.
You ended up being a Rod Stewart impersonator?
Listen to me right now. How cool would it be if Kevin Spacey pulled up to the Oscars, red carpet, and out gets a Rod Stewart impersonator, and they're like, what is this? This is my brother.
Yeah.
This is my brother Randy, and this is what he does in Iowa. Like, people would love that.
Yes.
And guess what? Kevin Spacey's gay.
Nobody
cares.
But you know what? Gene Simmons said, remember when the kid from American Idol came out and said he was gay?
Adam Levine?
No, he's not gay.
No, Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert. Gene Simmons came out and said, we all know he's gay, but you don't say it. You don't come out and say it. And I thought, that's so wrong. You do come out and say
it.
That makes it okay for other people to come out and say it. So Kevin Spacey's a well-renowned actor. Everybody knows he's gay. Everybody just assumes it. So own it. Own it and make it easier for the next generation of gay kids to come out and be like, I don't have to worry. I'm an actor. I act like Barney. What's his name? Doogie Howser.
Neil Patrick Harris
played like the most women, you know, the guy who was banging the most chicks on that How I Met Your Mother show, and everybody knew he was gay.
Yeah.
In House of Cards, Frank Underwood is bisexual.
Yeah.
And is that a weird thing? If you're gay and in the closet, then why accept a role as a bisexual man? It only fuels those rumors.
I have to tell you, what was that show I was watching about the computers?
Halt and Catch Fire.
Halt and Catch Fire.
Yes.
There's crazy, like, out of nowhere gay scenes in there with the main character.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
And you're like, okay, that just took a crazy turn. And it's not weird. It's not weird that he was gay. It's weird the situations that he was in. Then I watched Mr. Robot. And there is the gayest scene I've ever seen on regular TV. There are two guys going at it so hard that they got muscles in their back poking out while they're doing it. And you're like, okay, this is a little uncomfortable.
Good
sex. It was gayer than Oz. Oh. Yeah, it's kind of what I pictured you in Spanish would look like when you guys do it.
Less when you picture it, that's what you picture
it. Yeah.